Okay, we're moving on. Thank you, everyone. Fisheries.
All right, for the record before starting, Eileen Rice, the Fisheries Division Administrator. Commissioner Stuker asked us to give a quick update on Willow Creek Reservoir before starting. It's a reservoir up on the front near Augusta. As was mentioned earlier, it is currently getting drained by the Irrigation District. Greenfield Irrigation District operates that dam for irrigation. They've got some repairs that need to get done. You'll all remember that we did an emergency commission meeting a couple of weeks ago to get the regulations lifted to allow people an opportunity to get in there and catch as many fish as they can before the reservoir drains completely. The only new information I have is we are starting weekly meetings with the Irrigation District and Bureau of Regs, so hopefully tomorrow is the start of those meetings, and hopefully we'll have some information soon on what the repairs are looking like and how long it's going to be drained for. The other new information I have is the Bureau of Reg has started discussions with us on mitigation. I had the first meeting yesterday with the Bureau of Reg. They're talking to us about mitigation that will help with loss of recreation. Probably what that will look like on the ground is improvements to our boat ramp and improvements to the fishing access site, potentially some road improvements. The Bureau of Reg has indicated they're less able to help with actual loss of fish or to help with expenses to rebuild the fish populations. But we'll continue on with those discussions. So unless there's any other questions on Willow Creek, I'll start on our agenda items.
Yes, thank you.
Our first couple of items are informationals. The first one is on the Madison River Recreation Planning. I'll just start by pointing out, I apologize that the cover sheet does not accurately reflect the presentation. And we had some last-minute changes, so what I'm going to present is not accurately reflected in the cover sheet. However, it still does remain as an informational item. I also want to point out before starting, I have Don Scar here with me. Don is our Habitat and Access Coordinator and has been heavily involved in the Madison River Recreation Planning process. And both of us will be available for any questions after the presentation. So you'll all remember 2017 angler survey indicated 180,000 angler days on the upper Madison River, which is an all-time record high. The angler survey data also indicates that use on the Madison River is increasing steadily and increasing faster than any other river in the state. Another FWP survey showed a high percentage of anglers feeling that crowding at boat ramps and on the river is unacceptable. We presented this data to you during the June Commission meeting. We also presented a report to you from the Negotiated Rulemaking Committee. During the June Commission meeting, the Department made a request to the Commission for further direction on how to proceed, taking into account that the Negotiated Rulemaking Committee did not come to agreement on a rule proposal, and also taking into account that no rule proposal has ever been released for public comment. After the June Commission meeting, commissioners individually indicated a desire for the department to continue to work on rule proposals which would take into account the input from the negotiated rulemaking committee and also the comments received on the Madison during the statewide fisheries program and guide public comment period and the fishing regulation scoping effort, as well as other unsolicited public comments. With this direction in mind, the department worked hard to find those elements that could fit within a modest rule proposal. During this time, public comment poured in from Innes, Virginia City, and the outfitted community on a proposal that had yet to be put together, much less drafted into rule. Further, much of this comment operated under assumptions rather than fact. The elements that the department was working on and as of yet has not had the opportunity to bring forward for full public input would have addressed rest rotation one day a week on one section of the Madison River and another day of the week on another section of the river, totaling 15 weekends during the busiest season. The reaches that were chosen for the proposal were chosen so as not to break up the river and be less impactful to commercial users. Whether or not one agrees with rest rotation, this rest rotation proposal is modest compared to what some have called for and is also modest compared to what is in place on other rivers in the state. The intent would have been to launch this modest proposal as a pilot program with review after 1 year of implementation. Rest rotation has been successfully used on other waters to help spread out use. In this situation, there would be one section on Saturday and another on Sunday that would have been set aside for non-guided anglers. Additionally, the proposal included restrictions in one walkway section during the most crowded months of the year over a 15-week period. As you are aware, no proposal has been presented to you as a tentative rule for your consideration, and as such, has never been released for public comment. Nonetheless, substantial comments have been received, including a formal position statement from an organized advocacy group on a proposal that is yet to be presented. At this time, I do not have a recommendation to present. The divisive nature of some comments and the alarmist manner in which they have been orchestrated leaves the division with few productive options for reasonable public discussion. Based on over a decade of work, including surveys and public input, it is more than obvious that there are legitimate public concerns with river recreation on the Madison, and that these concerns are not just a fabrication of certain individuals with ulterior motives, and to suggest otherwise is disingenuous. The issues with river recreation on the Madison will not improve on their own and will become harder to address the longer inaction continues. Staff have spent a significant amount of effort on this issue, and currently we do not see a path forward. The division is unsure how to proceed and whether it is appropriate to continue to dedicate resources to developing river recreation rules on the Madison. River recreation is still an important part of the mission of the division and the department. We will continue to work with reasonable people who are willing to come together to address issues related to river recreation. The division will continue to work on ways to improve traffic flow and parking at fishing access sites statewide. We are working closely with our communication division on education efforts to improve public etiquette at boat ramps and on the water. We will continue to monitor angling pressure and recreation trends on the Madison River as well as other waters. And we will continue to address river recreation issues where we can affect change for the betterment of the resource and for those who utilize the resource. With that, I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Thank you, Eileen. That's greatly appreciated. As noted on the agenda and from the time this came out, this is an informational-only item. There's no action being taken today, contrary to some of the rumors that are around that the commission had something set up or that the department was going to present us with an action item. That's simply not the case. Those rumors are untrue. This is informational only. We'll not be taking comment. And so I apologize to all those who traveled. There's not a proposal to comment on.
Mr. Chairman, and I just pass this out because I'm not going to stay here till 4 o'clock.
Yeah, I understand.
Thank you, Tony.
Will, Mr. Chairman, will comment be taken on this at 4?
Public comment section again.
I guess, you know, we probably can. It's an interesting question because it's an item that's actually on the agenda. I'll have to, and so does that foreclose it from public comment? I guess it's, you know, if you haven't had an opportunity to comment on it, we can do that at the end.
I'm wondering, Mr. Chairman, what folks are commenting on at that point, because there's no proposal at this point. But there's always a public comment period at the end of the meeting, and folks are allowed to comment on whatever they wish, given the commission's time limits.
Yeah, and we certainly can comment on the Madison River. I mean, I don't know that I've experienced a situation in which there's been this level of organization and animosity towards a proposal that hasn't even been created. And I don't know how we charge the department with moving forward and utilizing resources to do this when I don't think they can get any traction on even discussions of the outline of the modest ideas that would be that were discussed in Eileen's proposal, the walk weight and the rest rotation. So I look to my fellow commissioners to, you know, we've received this presentation along with the June presentation, and I'm interested in this public forum and your thoughts and ideas.
Mr. Chairman, I have a question for the Fisheries Division, and I don't know that you can answer it, but it's an important issue. In the dozens and dozens of letters and many of the conversations, there's a presumption that the fishery is healthy. And I don't doubt that it is right now. But I have serious concerns about the resource and the idea that it's just fine, just ignore it, and maybe it'll go away. Because Hebgen Dam was about 8 years ago, the outlet blew out. And they started discharging on the surface. And the data that shows deformities caused by whirling disease demonstrated that the deformities decreased rapidly with the change in hydrology. And what happened was the water temperature regime shifted to a warmer, faster water regime. So rather than it lingering between 50 and 60 degrees for, you know, 6 to 8 weeks in the summertime, it rapidly moved into the 60-degree range late. And what that meant is that the whirling disease parasite couldn't operate as effectively as it had before. So for 8 years now, give or take, I apologize if I'm not hitting the numbers precisely, the number of what we call dolphin-headed fish in the fishery surveys has declined. Well, now we're back to a different flow regime. And so my suspicion as a biologist and somebody who used to actually measure fish populations out there, I'd like to caution everybody, and I'd love to hear Ms. Rice and Mr. Scar's interpretation. Maybe I'm just being paranoid, but I think there's going to be a shift and a change back to whirling disease. I don't know how severe it'll be, but it's not something we can just shrug off and say, hey, the population is healthy. Ms. Rice, do you have any?
Chairman, Chairman Cullen, Commissioner Fireworth, Commissioners. Just for the record, to state my qualifications on the subject, I do have a doctorate in whirling disease and such epidemiology as you might be talking about. It's a known fact that changes in flow, changes in temperature can have significant changes to fish populations. Typically what we see is a change in either the habitat or processes that may or may not keep a pathogen such as M. cerebralis under control. That can lead to an increase in pathogen production, which may be coupled by an increase in stress in a population, perhaps as a result of changing water temperatures, other impacts, stress due to handling, and that can, and we have seen population changes as a result. In terms of your question related to the health of the population, our data does indicate that the population is healthy. I can't make any promises that it would stay that way. Statewide, we're seeing changes in brown trout populations. Brown trout populations are decreasing statewide. We have suspicions that that may be somewhat climate related, either flow changes, temperature changes, and we don't know for certain. It's hard to predict what will happen to these populations over time, but one thing we do know, that increasing stress on fish populations can cause populations to decline. Certainly fishing pressure impacts populations. So I can't tell you for definite. Our concern is that as things continue to increase in terms of pressure, changing climate, that we may start to see population impacts. The problem, once a population starts to decline or even potentially crash, it's very difficult to get it back. And that's documented well in history. So I probably did a bad job of answering your question, but quite simply, the population looks good right now, but I can't guarantee what it's going to look like in the future.
And Mr. Chairman, I want to apologize, Dr. Rice. I should use your proper title.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes.
I think for your question on the comments at the end, I think we should allow the comment, limit them to a certain amount of minutes, and move forward. We have never, in the 7 years that I've been on, not allowed somebody to comment in the public section on an issue. So I think that should go. The other thing that I would encourage the department to do is take a look at the Missouri and the Yellowstone, because I'm hearing through some research that what was going on the Madison and discussed 20 years ago is starting on those streams, and I think we need to get a handle on them now, because that might make things easier than when we get into the same type of an economic situation, and that is what is causing us the problems on the Madison. And if we can get ahead of that on some of these other streams, I think that would be very beneficial. Thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner Stuker. Further comment from the Commission?
Mr. Chairman, I know I mentioned it in my opening remarks, but I am frustrated that the process has never even really begun. It's never gotten out of the chutes. And I just I see a tragedy that's emerging, that we don't trust the process. There is no proposal until the Commission approves a proposal from the department. And so all this swirling rumors and innuendo and what I believe to be misinformation has torpedoed the process. So we can't solve a problem until the process works. And the process can't work unless people trust the process. There's been all kinds of severe consequences within the community and within the staff, I believe, at FWP. And those should not be taken lightly. The community I'm hearing from down at Ennis and Virginia City is being shredded. And it's not being shredded because of FWP activity. If anything, it's the opposite. It's because we don't have a proposal. We can't get a proposal up. So people can actually give us some input. And so this very intense campaign, prior to even developing a proposal, has been devastating. It's been very difficult. And we've seen things happening in the Madison that are counterproductive, actually. We're seeing increases in pressure this year, increases in SRP applications, people trying to up their user days in anticipation of some cap. And that unintended consequence means that we're not addressing the problem. We're exacerbating the problem. So I have great concerns, and I hope the people that are out here, organizations, anglers, start working together and working with the department, working with the commission to come up with some tangible solutions that mean something. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Commissioner Byer. Further discussion from the commission?
Mr. Chairman, I agree with some of what Mr. Byrath said. I think we need to get the community and all stakeholders involved, but possibly not limit it to a certain number of meetings. Have the discussions, get started, and go where the discussion leads us. On the Upper Missouri River, as Eric and Eileen know, when the proposals came in, it kind of blew up. And I give them a lot of credit for going back and meeting with the individual groups, and I know some of that's happened on the Madison, trying to build some consensus before they brought another proposal back, then started their groups. I think we should have had one more meeting, but we did get kind of a consensus out of everybody, which surprised me because I didn't think that would happen going in. We did not have the economic situation within that group that we were talking about. So that made a difference. But I think there needs to be discussion. I know over, and I believe it was 262 here in Missoula Hunting District, the landowners there took 2 years to come up with a consensus with the sportsmen and presented it to the commission. And it went right through because all of the groups had agreed before they brought it forward. And I would like to see us try to be working along some of those lines with all the groups, knowing that it's going to be very tough, but not having a real time frame, although maybe there is a concern that something needs to be done sooner than later. But if we can't get consensus, it's going to be very tough. Thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner Stuker. Further comment from the commission? Questions for Eileen?
Thanks for your continued work.
Yeah.
It's been a lot.
You know, I guess what we're faced with here is there was a discussion as whether we were going to put anything out for scoping, and in Eileen's presentation, she talked about what would go out for scoping. But I think at this juncture with how this process has worked to date, that scoping is just going to create more of a burden on the department and more animosity. And so it's probably a discussion for maybe another day. It's my understanding that the department has already essentially enacted, because they don't need commission approval for that, that there's some measure of, you know, having people on the ground to kind of coordinate efforts at boat ramps, you know, a riverkeeper coordinator. Is that correct?
Chairman Colin, we don't have anyone actually on the ground yet. We've been looking at options there. If we do launch such a program, it would be next year. We are looking at our fishing access sites and how to improve them for parking and traffic flow. That's already been initiated. And we've also released a boat ramp etiquette program, which seems to be getting received well and helping people get on the river quicker.
Thank you. All right, no further comment? All right, we'll move on to the next item. Thank you.